This is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. This month brings the 18th annual Sundial Film Festival, held at the historic Cascade Theater in Reading. The one-day festival on March 21st will present three blocks of independent films, including a block devoted to movies shot in Shasta County. To learn more about the festival and what its impact has been on the culture of the region, I'm talking with festival director Tyler Ferris and filmmaker Audie Carlisle, whose film Herencia y Raíces is one of six films to be showcased in this year's local block. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Tyler, I mentioned the three blocks of films. Can you give us now a fuller overview of this year's events with some highlights before we zero in on the locals block?
Yeah, absolutely. So the day is a single day festival, and we have a 10:30 a.m. screening, a 2 p.m. screening, and a 7 p.m. screening. And those are all kind of set up so you can explore our downtown in between movies. And they're set up in a tiered way so that the whole family can enjoy. So the 10:30 is more of a G rated screening. The 2 p.m. is more of a PG. And then the 7 p.m. is a PG-13. So it's a very family friendly oriented event with a lot of additional fun, not just movies. But these are all independent films from the California region, as well as internationally. And we have a lot of great locally produced films this year, which we're really excited about.
Okay, and I understand you've got some big names that could be in attendance this year.
Yeah, we do. We have a couple, one of them celebrity guests. We definitely feel like everyone's a celebrity, but this is, they're really fun working in the industry. We have Kate Cobb, who is a director, and she's also in NCIS and a bunch of other shows. We also have Kevin Bigley, who is in a TV show called Upgrade. And we're just really excited to have them here along with our other prestigious film festival attendees and of course our filmmakers.
Now, what kind of topics are being touched on in the local films?
Sure. So we have a couple narratives, which is really, really great. Out of our area, we typically see a lot of documentaries like Audie, which is wonderful. But this year we've seen some locally produced narratives, which is really cool. They range from topics about kind of end of life discussions to missed connections in relationships. And then we have a really fun student animated slash documentary that features voices from Steve Martin and a couple other well-known actors. So it's very, very cool.
Oh, fun. And how many did you get? How many films were submitted this year and how many are you ultimately showing?
Yeah, we actually received 150 films this year, which was our record number. And we selected 25 in total throughout the whole day. So very honored to get all those submissions in. And I think our filmmakers that were selected are very special and were really standouts in that full submission pool.
Okay. And in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to talk to you about sort of the broader picture in Reading and Shasta County. But Audie, I'd like to get some more information on your film. Tell us about the subject of your movie.
So I made a 7-minute documentary short, as you said, called Herencia y Raíces. And it's about a dance group of children in a very rural area called Tule Lake, which is actually in Siskiyou County, just right under Oregon. And they have been practicing dance for a few years. And Siskiyou County Arts Council had known that I had been filming about that community since 2023. And so I honed in on talking to the parents about what sort of commitment that takes from them to keep this going, because they have very limited resources, not a building that they can practice in the winter. And yet they're ferociously cute and they're very tenacious and they bring their culture through this dance. And so it's just a short video about that.
Let's play a clip. This is from Herencia y Raíces. This is one of the moms involved, Cecilia Alvarado. She's talking about some of the challenges the group has faced, as you mentioned.
Palas. Palas. Hey. We do make a lot of sacrifices, especially during harvest season when everybody's busy and it's hard to everybody get like on the same schedule. We have always dealt with where to make those dances, where to have practice. But during the winter, it's really difficult to get a place that's warm for the kids. So it has been a little difficult for her to find like a place to practice.
Okay, I love that clip. At the beginning, you hear Ruby, the leader, saying faldas. That means, you know, twirl your skirts, twirl your skirts. A reminder, if you're just joining us, that this is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. I'm talking with the festival director of the Sundial Film Festival, Tyler Ferris, as well as one of the filmmakers being showcased this year, Audie Carlisle. Audie, how did you learn about this group back in 2023 or before then, and what made you want to tell this story?
So I was born and raised in Mount Shasta, California, and I started a documentary series called Shasta Stories around 2021. And I was just focusing on areas that were in the south part of the county because that was more familiar to me. But I made a point to get to know other towns in Siskiyou County. And so I started spending time in Tule Lake. They had a Day of the Dead celebration that I went out and I filmed. And slowly I just started to make friendships and relationships and ask people about their stories. How did they end up in Tule Lake? What makes it home to them? And that brought out more of the history of the braceros and that the Mexican-American community, which is now about 75% of the population in Tule Lake, is, you know, they started coming there in the 70s. And so I wanted to see what that culture looks like. I know that there's a lot of challenges when you sort of have one foot in each culture, you know, the second generation of individuals that are born there. How do they identify? Are they Mexican? Are they American? Are they both? What does that mean to them? And so this dance group was sort of a byproduct of getting to know that community, which is so rich, and there's so many stories there. So this is just a little teeny pocket, but I found them very inspiring and very welcoming.
And just from as far as what you've witnessed, what has this focus on and celebration of this heritage meant for that Mexican-American community?
I think it has reflected back their beauty to them. I find that when I film a lot of individuals in rural areas that maybe don't consider their story important or notable, that when someone comes and they give space to that and they ask questions and they take time and they make something beautiful that then shows at places like the Sundial Film Festival, they kind of look around and they stand a little taller maybe, and they're excited to share that with each other and to continue that. You know, it gives it a little bit extra value, which of course it had the whole time.
Right. Having seen the short film, I can speak to that. The girls involved just look so delighted and so proud of this, and it's really neat to see. I want to zoom a little bit out with your work because last year I was speaking with some Southern Oregon filmmaker, and he singled out you as one of his favorite filmmakers. So I know your Shasta Stories has been having an impact. Can you just single out a few of your past subjects and maybe what you're looking forward to zooming in on next?
Yeah, I've made 24 episodes now, and they started as just little profiles about individuals and kind of their quirkiness. And then as of late, I've been focusing more on communities. And so I did a documentary about Charlie Byrd, who was the first Black sheriff in all of California, and he was from Lincoln Heights and Weed. And that story had never been told, and the archive footage had never been organized, and so that was a real honor to share that story. We have five different indigenous groups in Siskiyou County territory, and so I've been integrating their stories, even if that's just as part of a film or as a total feature. Last year at Sundial, I was able to show a documentary that mostly focused on the town of Weed and Dunsmuir, but it was about the hobo community and how over the years it's changed from the wartime, which was mostly men, to a very queer, gay, and trans community that is full of artists and musicians. I have about 6 episodes still in the making, and those range from what is stand-up comedy in a rural town to looking at the effects of the dam removal in a local way and the Hmong community. And then I also have the film that I've completed now in Tule Lake, which is more about what I was saying, the agricultural community from the Mexican American light, which has never been archived. And that is where my head is at today. I'm finishing that film as we speak.
Okay, exciting. And if somebody wants to follow your work, how can they do that?
They just go to www.shastastories.com. Okay. And they can watch all of those episodes. And then I usually tour them around the area before releasing the new ones online.
Tyler, back to you now. So obviously this film festival is providing a really important platform for these local stories to be told, like the ones Adia is bringing and other filmmakers. What larger work are you doing in the bigger creative ecosystem through your work, your organization's work with the Shasta Media Coalition?
Yeah, absolutely. About 2 years ago, I started a nonprofit with a group of other filmmakers called the Reading Film Fund. And our main goal with that was to kind of take the Sundial Film Festival and elevate it to another level. Since it's been going on for so long, it had just become kind of a routine thing. And with myself as a filmmaker and a couple of our other board members, we saw the importance of this, and we saw an opportunity within our area to not only develop and strengthen our film festival, but also support the filmmakers in our region to produce more films to then submit to the Sundial Film Festival. And then of course, to other festivals around the world to spread the word about Shasta County and Northern California and rural communities that aren't always elevated. And as a filmmaker who has submitted to the Sundial, I mean, over the last 12 plus years, I always was, hey, when's your next one? Hey, when's your next one? Hey, when's your next one? But what I never really received was the, how do we help you make the next one? And that's where our organization decided, hey, we need to help these filmmakers produce things because there's not really an industry in Reading, specifically where I'm at, and even the outlying communities, there's not really a heavy industry. So we started building things like the Shasta Media Coalition, which is a coalition of people that meet together once a month, where we do technical trainings, we do test shoots of scripts, we do table reads. We just are kind of coming together to build this community so that when a project comes to our region, we are equipped with skilled laborers. We have job shares, equipment shares, which is huge when you don't have a lot of access to equipment. So it's a really, really cool community that we're building with the hope that we can bring more productions to our region and be a filmmaker, a paid filmmaker in our area.
Thank you for underlining paid for creative
yes.
work. These are professional pursuits. Well, that all sounds very empowering, and the surrounding community, the movie goers, can only benefit from that as well. So that work sounds excellent. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today. My guests were Tyler Ferris, the Sundial Film Festival director, and Audie Carlisle, a filmmaker whose film Herencia y Raíces will be in this year's festival. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa.
And we'll end the show with a music clip from Audie's film. You've been listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. Thanks for listening today. You can learn more about the Sundial Film Festival and get tickets at cascadetheatre.org. That's theatre.org. And you can listen to these conversations and more at jeffexchange.org.